If you like what we're doing here, Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy with the blue tracksuit, Jay, and with me is the swim hussy, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And what anime did we watch this week? I was trying to think of something.
We watched the murder mystery classic, Danganronpa the Animation.
And do you have the synopsis?
I do. And this comes from our friends over at Wikipedia.
Okay.
So the series follows 16 high school students locked inside Hope's Peak Academy, their high school. The students are threatened by an anthropomorphic bear known as Monokuma, who gives them only one way to leave the academy, to murder another student and not be found out in the subsequent trial. That's it. That's the game.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good synopsis.
Do you have the facts ready, Jay?
Yes, I do. And this is from my brain.
There you go.
Now, this is from research, actually. So Danganronpa the Animation is a murder mystery anime released in 2013. There are 13 episodes. This is based on the PlayStation portable game Danganronpa Trigger Happy Havoc by Spike. That's before they merged with Chunsoft.
There you go.
And the only game that I recognize that Spike did without Chunsoft is 999, 9 hours, 9 persons, 9 doors. Personas.
Oh yeah. 9 doors, 9 persons. Yeah.
Nine doors.
Yeah. There you go. Good game.
Good game. I know you have it, right?
Yeah, and I beat it a couple months ago, finally. Really good.
So this anime was directed by Saiji Kishi, and he's done a bunch of anime that we did covered already. Persona 4, the Animation, Assassination Classroom, and Danganronpa 3, The End of Hope's Peak High School.
Yeah, all good podcasts.
Yeah.
Which is weird, right? Because this is my I'm going to launch my first general complaint at this anime. So most video game most anime adaptations of video games are trash.
Yes.
But the one exception I have is Persona 4, because Persona 4, the animation is really good, because it just takes its time.
Yeah, it had 24 episodes to do it, so.
Yeah, and then 27 episodes, right. I think it was, ended up being.
It has OVAs, right?
It has one OVA. But it's weird how, given 12 episodes, the same guy who did a really good job condensing Persona 4 did not that stellar of a job for Danganronpa.
Yeah. But you know, I guess going into the Studio Lurch, they did Monster Musume, School Live, and Scum's Wish.
Yep, all good. Low-key.
All good anime.
Low-key, we've done a lot of Lurch anime, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Because I think even Persona 4 is a Lurch anime too, right? I'm pretty sure.
I think so, yeah. I didn't put it here because I already mentioned it.
Yeah, and then I think all the ones you mentioned, he already did. Like, was School Live a Lurch anime? I don't remember.
Yeah, School Live is a Lurch anime.
Yeah, and then so is, and I know Assassination Classroom is a Lurch anime. So it's pretty crazy that.
Yeah, and I think Danganronpa 3 is also Lurch.
Yeah, we did. We've done low key a lot of Lurch anime.
Yeah, well, not intentionally.
Yeah, which is funny because I know I intentionally don't pick Bones anime because I don't want to get too Bones heavy, but
yeah,
we've stumbled a lot of Lurch, which is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. And as you were saying, just to reiterate how maybe this is a reason why it wasn't as good is because this was Lurch's second major second full length anime that they done.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I don't know if that had to do with it being how restricted it is or anything like that, but that could be a possibility.
Okay.
This was licensed by Funimation, and the music is done by Masafumi Takada, and he mostly does video games. He's done, and for some video games that he's done, Ranma Half, the PlayStation 1 game.
Oh, there you go.
a game that you really like, or I guess it is two games, No More Heroes.
Ooh, there you go. I know that.
And a game that you and I both like, Digimon Cyber Sleuth.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so he does some good work, and he's been going at it since, like, the 90s, and he's still doing stuff.
There you go. Check out No More. If you've never played No More Heroes, I stand by it. It's the best Wii game of all time.
All right, so the opening is called Never Say Never, and it's by TKDZ2B. And it has rapping vocals by the rap duo called the 49ers, of all things. And there's also another rapper called Tribeca on there.
One of them sounds like a rip-off Lotus Juice, which is really funny.
I could hear that, yeah.
Because at first when it's I like heard
the first him, person, the first person that raps, yeah, things, right?
The first person, I was like, "Yo, is that Lotus Juice?" And then I looked it up, and it wasn't. And I was like, oh, "Okay, you just really." And then like I started listening to it a little bit more. I was like, "Okay, kind of sounds like him, but not really."
And the ending song is called Setsubose Hiro Chiro Yoyaka Yaku, and that's by Suzumu featuring Soraru. And there's a few like special openings and endings. Episode 1's opening is called Danganronpa, and that's by Masafumi Takeda. Episode 4's opening is called Monokuma Ondo, and that's by Sachiko Kobayashi, and that's featuring Monokuma. That's the Monokuma opening.
Yeah.
And episode 13, the last episode, its ending is called Saisei Rebuild by Megumi Ogata. And that's the voice actor for Makoto in Japanese.
What'd you think about the opening? I actually really like the rap opening.
Yeah, I really love the. I actually really like both the opening and ending songs.
Yeah.
Really, they're both really good.
God, I just wish that the impact of the episodes felt something, because then the endings would feel a lot better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess so. Even though the ending song is, I really like the ending song.
Yeah, and they're both really good.
And the visuals is also really cool, how it keeps adding the people that die.
Yeah, it's all sad.
And did you notice that at the very last one that they show, it had Mukuro in Junko's spot, and then Junko was in a different spot?
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we finally you get to actually see what Mukuro looks like.
No.
In that last group picture.
Poor Mukuro. I love Mukuro. She's like one of my favorite characters in the series, actually, probably.
Yeah. And if you want to know more about Mukuro, you should read Danganronpa If.
And talking about Danganronpa If, Jay.
Cross media.
Yeah.
So there's the video games also that the anime is based on. There's mangas. There's light novels. Short stories. There's a stage play, or two stage plays, I believe. And am I missing anything? Theme park attraction. I don't know if it's still open.
Escape room,
yeah.
It's all good. I actually really like, speaking a little bit across media, or I guess reference in there, but you get to see Komeko, which is Nagi's sister, yeah, who she's the main character of Ultra Despair Girls,
yeah,
and
the side story,
yeah, and it's pretty cool. You get to see her for a little bit, and I guess you see her a few times in Danganronpa V3.
V3 is the game, 3 is the anime.
All right, Jay, do you have anything general you want to talk about?
So, I kind of want to talk about the voice actors.
Okay.
So some of them are returning from the video game, right?
How many do you think return from the video game?
Okay, I have the list of people. I think, was Byakuya's voice actor the same?
No, he was not the same. Nope.
He did a good job then.
The only one that returned was Makoto's voice, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah, he's the only one.
What the heck?
I
thought there was a lot more. I thought Sakura's was the same as
no,
well.
No, she did a really good job mimicking her voices. I thought that she was the same voice actress, but I looked it up, And no, she has a different voice actress in English.
Man.
She just did a real good job mimicking it. Because she sounds spot on.
Yeah, she sounded really good.
Yeah. The other people who person who sounded really good was...
I thought Kyoko did a good job.
Yeah, like, Kyoko, she did a really good... I can't even think of what Kyoko's voice even sounds like anymore. After after watching the V3 and V3 watching the anime or three anime and this, both really good and
stay consistent from this anime
they're the same. That's good. Maybe that's why you thought Byakuga sounds like that, because we haven't heard him in a while
since I played the game.
And we the last thing we've done was watching three, so I don't blame you. I was gonna say Chihaki, but that's not his name. Chihiro's voice actress is real good, too. And that's not the same either, but she did a really good job. God, I don't know how they did it, but they made me hate Hifumi's voice even more in this dub.
Yeah, if you want to talk about the bad ones, I mean, I really love Greg Aries, but I just can't picture him with Monokuma.
I know, it's so weird. Did you even notice it was Greg Aries in 3?
Yeah, I think we talked about it when we watched that anime.
But it just doesn't, I don't know, I'm just, Monokuma's so fit. Iconic.
I don't like the Hyuk Hyuk, I like Pew 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 Pew, pew, pew better.
Right. Although, Jamie Machi, I thought her Junko was really good.
Yeah. She did a good job with Junko.
Especially,
I think Kiyotaka also did a good job. His voice actor.
Yeah, he actually did do a pretty good job. It's not as, I don't want to say manly, but it's not as punctual. No, I don't know. It's not as forceful. I guess so. As the, it's like a little bit more softer. That's what it is. I guess.
Subdued or something.
Yeah, than the actual or from the video game counterpart. But what I was going to say about Jamie Machi does a really good job when Junko's swapping personalities.
Yeah.
And her voice is changing with it. She did a really good job with that. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, in the game, they used, like, different voice actresses for each voice.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Machi did a really good job just, like, swapping her voice up in that situation.
Yep.
I also Hakagure.
Yeah,
didn't like his voice. His voice kind of
voice was. I mean, it sucked dude. in three as well.
Yeah.
Mondo didn't. I didn't really like.
Yeah,
Mondo.
Chris Sabat did. I don't think Chris Sabat did that voice justice. But if you go back and listen to Danganronpa, like the original one, I don't think his original voice actor did a good job either.
Okay.
He's like probably the weakest voice actor out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I
think Leon wasn't that great as well, right?
Yeah, but he dies pretty soon.
Early, yeah.
But the travesty one, the most tragic one out of all of them was Celeste's voice actress. Like, it sucks because I really like her like French accent she has,
mm-hmm.
and then it means more in the trial when she breaks the character.
Yeah,
like it's such an important part of that trial is that like this person that she's been putting up is a fake, and then like this is her real personality, and then like in the game she goes from like a subdued French accent to like. Really mean, like
normal voice,
yeah. And then, like, here it's like she has a normal voice through the whole thing, and then she just gets like mean, she just has a different tone to her voice instead of like it doesn't sound like she's breaking character, and that's what I enjoy a lot in. I enjoy it a lot in the game because after she loses, she like drops the accent and like, she's just talking normal. I love that. So
we got Monica Rial as Sayaka.
Oh, Monica Rial as Sayaka. I thought she was really good.
Yeah, and then I think the only person we haven't talked about was Hina.
Hina was okay. I don't have any.
And Toko was pretty cool. She was good.
Yeah, the only thing I dislike is because Aaron Fitzgerald plays Genocide Jack, or Genocider Show in the, in here, which I'll bring that up in a little bit. And Aaron Fitzgerald, I really, really like as a voice actress. And here, although I think her voice actress did a really good job, again, with the swapping of personalities between the two. Like, you would never confuse the two for talking with each other. And I thought that was really good voice acting by her.
Yeah.
I think we were saying, like, I shouldn't expect the person who wrote this to play the game. Like, I shouldn't expect it. But it would have been real nice if they did, just to get, like, nuances of each of the characters.
Yeah. I mean, there was, like, little things here and there, like, as nods from the video game. Like, I remember in the first trial, or when they were, like, talking about who took the knife, and Sakura and Hina were in the kitchen. Hina was eating donuts with while they were drinking their tea or whatever.
I don't think we ever get that that reference explained in the anime.
I know. I mean, at the end, she says that she's going to get donuts, and that's the only, like, thing that... And it's like everybody's... or I guess Yasuhiro was like, oh, that's what you're going to do? Get donuts? Like, yeah, I can make them myself. So you're going to talk about the good things.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, let me talk about the good things. I really liked the flat character art that they brought from the games over.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the nice 2D art, it was really, really cool. I really enjoyed it.
The intro to the anime was really cool.
You know, I think when it first opened up, it kind of felt like welcoming a friend back
to the game.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Like, it's like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. And you're like getting back to know him. I really liked the little fact of... the bathhouse being blocked off. There's like a really quick scene where you can see the bathhouse during the first days are there, and it's locked off, like in the game.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really neat reference back to the game.
Yeah, and I think after the first trial, that's when it becomes available, right?
Yeah, after the first trial opens up.
Yeah, I think like it might have been Makoto looking at like his digital notebook, and like those like three rooms like were highlighted as like opening,
right? Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You know, and speaking of the bathhouse, a really neat detail that I really liked was at the end of the anime, like credits, they show like one of the secret things of where you get to see the girls in the bath.
Oh, one of the. Yeah,
the secret encounter things.
The man's nut. It's not man's nut in that one.
Man's nut's the second game.
The second game, but basically the same thing, right? Where you go and spy on them on the. They're not in the bath. They're in the
like the shower thing.
The pool, isn't it? I thought it was you sneaking them watching the in the pool.
No, it's the shower.
Oh, is it? Okay, I totally don't remember. But that's pretty funny. I didn't even notice that in the end. I was too busy writing notes down. I thought Sakura's case was actually really good. I thought that was like one of the only cases that did real good. Especially like in the second half, I thought it was really well done.
Yeah.
The first half of it is like real fast, but the second half, like revealing why she killed herself and all this stuff, was really, really good. And Hina's voice actor did a hell of a job when she was like breaking down. Yeah, everybody should die. It was real good. I really enjoyed it. And then, I don't know if you caught a lot of the musical references in here in the dub. They were like really cheeky with them. Like, one of them was Hakagure referring to Genocide Jack as Jeannie Simmons. She was a Jeannie Simmons impersonator.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. I don't remember.
And then another one, which is like a really random Beatles reference, was Monokuma waking everybody up saying, oh, good morning, which is like the opening bars to Good Morning from the Beatles.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he goes, good morning, good morning, good morning, yeah, which is the opening lines. And there's a lot of them, and those are just the two that I caught. Like, there's a lot of them that happen, and like, I didn't know the reference, but I knew. I was like, oh, that's a reference to something.
You know that they do it. I think they do that like a little too much with like all the pop culture references and stuff. I think it was a little much.
Right.
And that, for my taste.
That could be, I don't know if that's from the dub writing or that could be like they translated a bunch of pop culture references from the
Japan and they had to find something to fill it.
Yeah, so they had to localize it.
Yeah. Like the Big Bucks No Whammy at the end.
That's pretty good.
I did not like that.
You don't like that? Too cheesy?
No. I mean, nobody, that's a game show that like nobody really watched, right?
Yeah, Whammy or Press Your Luck.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on which iteration you watched.
Yeah, I guess so.
I really thought they did a good job with the Hope Bullet. The Hope Bullet is my favorite. It's my favorite scene in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got the spirit of that very well. Of that whole last half of the game. The last hour of the game. I felt they actually did a good job condensing into like
condensing that part, 15
minutes. And I thought that was really good. And then the Monami at the end. I got really excited at the end. I was like, but we never got a Danganronpa 2 anime, Super Danganronpa. So unfortunately, which is an anime I really want. I actually would have preferred it over this one because as we've talked about, you know, I love Danganronpa 1, but Danganronpa 2 is by far like my favorite of the series.
Mm-hmm.
Character wise.
I haven't played the third game, so.
Yeah. The 3 and 2 are pretty similar in quality, but okay. I think 2 has by far has like the best character. Like my favorite cast is too, because it's like everybody's so it's so random, the random pieces of people or the random ultimates in there
traditional dancer and
rock star oh no it's
mechanic.
Pop star I think I don't remember what Ibuki was, but mechanic the ultimate team manager, like stuff
Yakuza.
Like that. Yeah, it's so good. All right, so for the bad stuff, the blistering pace I have it written on here.
Yeah.
I would have really liked if it took its time, like, developing its characters. Because we don't get any time to get attached
to anybody.
Yeah, to anybody. Yeah. And it sucks because of this blistering pace, it ruins, like, my second favorite part of the game, which is Sayaka's, I'm psychic. And it's like, what? Like, oh, no, I just have intuition, good intuition.
Yeah.
That happens, like, 3 or 4 times in the game. So, like, it's built up, and then finally, at the end, Makoto hits Kyoko with it at the end. And it means a lot for that release. And then, like, in here, she says it, like, one time. And then and then Makoto says it at the end. And it doesn't hit as hard because you're like, oh. Like, I don't know if you're, like, if you were, like, an average watcher of the show. But it's like, how are you supposed to know that? Oh, she said this thing one time.
Yeah.
And then he's referencing back to that. Like, as much as I hate Danganronpa 1 and 2, mainly the series, the one nitpick I have of the game series as a whole, is that they repeat information too much to you, even though that you get it already. This anime does a horrible job, like, doing the basic of it. Like, the game goes too far, the anime doesn't go far enough with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate that this anime takes away the I don't know if wanderlust is the right word, but the feeling you get when you connect the dots in certain things.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And the anime like strips it away from you, like
this anime is like, it definitely like holds your hand all the way through.
Yeah, and it super like sucks, because if like, let's say they dedicated an episode to investigation, right? And yeah, we get seen, like, I don't know if it would be boring, but they had to do a better way to be like, okay, here's the evidence and here's the information about this evidence. And I don't know, mm-hmm, I don't know what a better way would have been, but I would actually like that of, all right, instead of showing me like, oh, example, like in Sayaka's death, it's like, oh, they showed the gold sword, they showed the broken doorknob, they showed the mess in the room.
Yeah.
They show the Leon numbers. Like, and they just show them. They don't explain it to you. They just show you these things and then assume that you already know what each of these things are.
Yeah.
I would have liked, like, a scene of Makoto and Kagiri, like, going through and discovering the evidence and, like, putting it together. Mm-hmm. Just so, like, you do have that sense of, oh, like figuring it out as Makoto's figuring it out in the trial.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, like I said, it's completely missing from here.
Yeah. And like you said, it's like a blistering pace. Like, they just, like, they just show you all the clues. Bam, 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 bam. And then straight into the trial.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's, like, that's one big thing that I didn't really like, was just how fast the investigation was.
All right. Ooh.
And there was, like, no free time, right?
No, yeah, I would have loved free time events in here.
I mean, they do, like, have, like, the overlay that says free time, but it's, like, it's not really free time. It's just, like, them in the cafeteria, like, discussing, doing the morning meeting.
I would have loved if, like I said, give me, like, an extra, extra middle episodes between the arcs of, you know, some character development.
Yeah.
Like, give me a reason to care about...
It's not like there's, like, a million characters in here.
Yeah, like, give me a reason to care about Sayaka dying. Give me a reason, why it's so tragic. I think Sakura, out of all of them, probably is the one that lands the most, because you actually get her whole arc of her dying. Mm-hmm. But the other characters, like, I could care less about them dying, especially if, like, in this series, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, another thing that really annoyed me is there's a missing Junko / Mukuro line. So when, like, Mukuro gets stabbed through with the spears, the spears of Gugnir.
Yeah.
I think in the game she goes like, oh, why? This wasn't supposed to be like this. And then, like, then she dies.
Yeah.
Which then, when it comes back up in her trial, it's like, oh, that's what she meant by that. She meant, you know, she wasn't supposed to die here because they were in cahoots with each other.
Yeah.
In here, I think she says, like, oh, I think that hurts or something, and then dies.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it doesn't mean anything. And
yeah,
then, like,
she said something weird. I remember, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I think I'm okay, and then, like, dies or something. And then we get that line from Junko in the anime where she's like, oh, yeah, that's why she had that despair face on her look, because she, you know, couldn't act her way out of a paper bag. Which is also one of my favorite lines of the anime. It's like, Mukuro couldn't act her way out of a paper bag, a wet paper bag, if it had two holes ripped into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, poor, God, poor Mukuro.
Yep.
And I really like they adapted the truth bullets.
Yeah.
Into the anime. In the mini games too. I like that
thing. Yeah. Hangman's Gambit was in there.
Yeah. The one feeling I wish they could have captured into this, and I guess this is like a cinematography note as well, is in the final trial, there's moments where, like, you go into a puzzle right after a puzzle, right into a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, really, like, to me, I don't know about you, but the feeling's, like, really stressful.
Yeah.
So it's like you go into a puzzle, there's like one word sentence, and then you go into another puzzle right after. Like, it doesn't let you rest for a while. And I wish it could capture that. I think it captured the I like how they adapted the bullet time battles too. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Like the frenzy argument. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
And you can hear the music in the background as it was going. That was really cool.
They reused a lot of the sound effects from the game, and I really liked it. Like, when they got evidence, that little shing kind of sound effect.
And then
that was pretty cool.
I know we didn't really talk about the music, but the music is so, I love the music in the game. Yeah, and I mean,
it's like straight from the game.
Yeah, it's so good. I love it. Mm-hmm. Like, it kicks in that nostalgia when you,
oh yeah,
when you hear like the background music. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to talk about characters, or art and cinematography?
You know, there's one other thing I wanted to
go ahead.
Just to add to the like little mini games that they did. The Monokuma opening was like the rhythm game.
Yeah, the bullet time battle.
Yeah,
and it had the combo that too, was pretty cool. Which was pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Big all combo. Right. All
right, so art, cinematography, art.
Art was cool.
I love the character designs.
Yeah, there's like updated looking characters.
It's so pretty. That's what I like about it. I just wish the story was better paced. Yeah. I really, like I said, the 2D art, the 2D flat art, really good. There's a one cinematography note, I'll save it for later, but they adapted again. It's really cool to see your favorite scenes adapted into this animation.
Yeah.
Of the let's say, sorry. So seeing the executions animated, really cool.
Yeah.
I do really like how it looks like the game. They did a good job.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. I really liked how, like, when somebody's just like standing still doing nothing, they're in that like static video game pose, you know, like Byakuya has his like hands crossed and stuff, and
right,
and it's, like Celeste has her like hand to her mouth.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like that too. And then character design, like I said, all of them are really good. I don't think anybody has a bad design.
Yeah, I don't like Yasuhiro's hair.
I was gonna say that's probably the only character. Mondo too. I really hate
how long his elephant trunk is.
Yeah, I hate the. I don't know. I always hate stereotypical Japanese bully hair or biker hair.
Biker hair, yeah, gangster greaser kind of deal.
Yeah, and then
I think it would be fine if it was just like a little shorter.
Yeah, and then Kiyotaka's,
not as long.
Yeah, Kiyotaka's transformation into
Super
Kiyotaka. Yeah, it was really cool.
Mm-hmm. I liked when he was right before that, when he has like a dazed look.
I don't like how they didn't incorporate him not cursing, I guess is the word.
Oh, okay.
Like how Mondo curses. Where, yeah, like, he doesn't, like, Kiyotaka doesn't say, like, crap. He starts saying, like, crap and like, shoot. He starts saying, like, almost curse words.
Yeah.
To, like, ride the line. Mm-hmm. And I kind of sucks we didn't get that in the anime.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so cinematography, Jay. Do you have any cinematography notes?
Well, the executions themselves were pretty cool.
Yeah, not a lot is chained. They're like a shot for shot remake.
Yeah, pretty much. Just like with more fidelity, I guess.
Yeah, it's real nice. I really like it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things in the anime is whenever you get a high quality cutscene. Or not high quality cutscene, but when it's obviously like looks like a painted picture.
Yeah.
And the one that stands up to me is like my favorite one is when Genocide Jack reveals her scissors.
Oh yeah!
And, like, she like swings her arms like in a 90-degree motion,
mm-hmm.
and it looks really funny in the games, and it looks really funny in the anime, and I really love it. Like, it looks like it's like her arms are like rotating like a 360 degrees or whatever, like at the joint.
Yeah.
It's like very unsettling, and it's like, I really love it that they brought that to the small screen.
Mm-hmm.
Or to the anime, I guess. They're both small screen things. yeah. Oh, there's like, the scene of Sakura writing her suicide note. I thought that was a really nice scene.
Yeah, and you know, like just in general, just like the stills that are taken from the game that are just updated. They did a really good job with those. The start of that arc with Hina like curled up on her bed, that looked really nice.
I think that's the arc before.
That was the beginning of it, wasn't it?
No,
beginning of Sayaka's.
No, because she
trial.
No, it's not Sayaka's trial. It's Hifumi's, it's Celeste's trial that happens. Because she goes and sees Alter Ego after.
Oh, okay.
That's what causes her to freak out.
All right. Oh yeah, you're right. Yes, you are right.
Yeah, real good. I also really love the detail of Junko's magazine being on the magazine rack.
Oh yeah,
but that's in the game too. But I really thought that was really nice. Oh, we did get an animated version of Mukuro Ikusaba. Don't forget that or whatever the line is. real good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other cinematography notes?
None that I can think of, but they definitely did a good job of adapting the art and all the scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah, one of my favorite shots cinematically is the final execution with Junko.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like the vision of her, or the sight of her, like swaying back and forth happily, waving by before she gets crushed at the end. Really good, really strong visuals. Yeah,
doing a peace sign.
And then again, I really love and then I hate in Danganronpa 3 that I really love they kept the pink blood even in the uncensored version.
Yeah.
I think the pink blood is really cool. And
yeah,
I don't know about, maybe just because I'm so used to the pink blood, like seeing actual blood in Danganronpa 3 was like kind of off-putting. Like I kind of prefer it to be that censored pink, but
yeah, I like the pink as well,
because that's just like, it's part of the series at that point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a staple of pink blood. All right, Jay, characters. This is a weird one, Jay.
I know, because we have like characters, we've talked about a lot of these characters in the, well, we did talk about everybody when we talked about the game.
Yeah, in the checkpoint.
Yeah.
But these are not mostly not the characters that we love, which is very unfortunate.
You want to talk about our least favorite then first?
All right. So my least favorite, and this stays with the game, and he's more bearable actually in the anime, and that's Hifumi.
Okay. Yeah.
He's more bearable in here because he only has like, I'd have to guess less than 20 lines of dialogue.
He has very few speaking lines.
Like I never felt like I heard his. I only heard his voice like a couple times, which is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the characters, I feel like that. I feel like if you weren't in the final group of people, you didn't get a lot of speaking voices or a lot of lines. Like especially Kyoko, Makoto, and Byakuya. Mm-hmm. And Toko got a lot of lines too.
Yeah.
But everyone else totally gets like shafted. Even like Hina, if it wasn't for the Sakura case, she would have like little or nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem I have with the most of the characters on here. Like they only existed to die.
Yeah, they only talked when they were part of the problem or part of like the trial or something.
Yeah. Who did you dislike, Jay?
Well, I've always disliked Yasuhiro Hagagure.
Yeah.
I agree with you with Hifumi. A character that I liked and I didn't in the game and I didn't like in this one in the anime was Mondo.
You did like but didn't like here?
Yeah, I liked him in the game. I didn't like him in the anime.
Yeah, I mentioned it before. I don't think Sabat did a really good job with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
And then we got that cheeky over 9,000.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Line too.
Now that I know that it was Chris Sabat, that makes it a little bit more bearable.
Right.
Like that. Like you could pass with that one.
Like he's the one who said it. It's fine. Everyone else besides the characters who I named who had the more speaking voices, they would almost all of them are like underutilized, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like Chihiro, I really like. So I tried going into this anime with like a blank slate. I know there was I did a lot of complaining on the last podcast before it ended.
Yeah.
And I couldn't separate it. Because, like, if you separate it from the game, I think the anime, like, disrespects a lot of the characters. And it makes it, like,
yeah,
worse. Then it makes these characters dull. It makes Celeste, like, dull, which sucks. It makes Chihiro kind of dull. She's actually probably, like, she's a real interesting character that we don't get to see more of. And it sucks because she dies so soon.
Yeah.
Sayaka, I kind of explained why. I kind of like, she's fine, I guess, in here.
Yeah.
Because you don't even get a lot of time with her in the game. But then you do get those four or five times where, you know, she does deliver her catchphrase.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to, see, that's not the problem I have, I'm sorry, with the Sayaka. It's like, because the whole point of the Sayaka character is like in these detective games, you have a partner with you.
Yeah.
And she's set up to be your partner.
Yeah, she's made out to be your partner.
Yeah, and then she dies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it's supposed to be, like, real hitting.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be, like, a giant shock.
Yeah, but... And, like, her betrayal, or quote-unquote betrayal, is supposed to mean a lot more. Because you thought she was somebody
on your side, yeah.
Yeah. And we just never get it, and it sucks. So underutilized, sorry to go on a little tangent, but Chihiro, I think, is underutilized.
I think Kyoko is pretty underutilized as well. I mean, she's like missing a lot of the time, and we don't really get to see her investigate all too much.
She's there to solve stuff at the end, essentially.
Yeah.
God, who? Okay, I guess this is the easier question. Who's your favorite character, Shay?
Hina. I love Hina.
Yeah, she's missing a little character, some little bit of character moments, but I think overall she's fine.
Mm-hmm. Byakuya is cool.
I think Makoto is pretty good. They nail him down pretty much.
Yeah.
Sakura
is awesome.
I wish they would have expanded more upon Makoto because they had a little bit more time with him. Because here he's not a in the game. He's like not a silent protagonist, but he's somebody who you're supposed to imprint on.
Yeah.
So he doesn't talk that much.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like when you're doing not that he doesn't talk much, but he's supposed to be like a character who is bland. Like you're supposed to imprint yourself. And I wish they did a little bit better job. They do at the end, how they wrap it up with him being the ultimate hope. I think that whole scene I mentioned before, the hope bullets, is really good. And that speech he gives is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And like props to his voice actor because he did a really good job.
Yeah.
Trying to think of other characters I really liked.
Junko,
good. Really good. Again, a character that we don't get to see of a lot in the end. We get to see as much of her in the anime as we do in the video game, which is like very little, and they do a good job with what they have, I feel, with that one.
Yeah.
Monokuma, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it, I feel. Are you upset that they kind of bastardized Celeste here?
I'm more obsessed that they changed her name from Celeste to Celestia.
Celestia, or they used her full name.
Yeah.
Instead of just calling her Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the kicker, though, Jay. is this version of is Celestia on your waifu list?
Do I have? Well, yes.
Okay.
I still like her.
That's fair. I think that, like I said, they strip away everything that I feel is cool about her in the anime.
Yeah.
Like, the one thing that's attached, or that's still on there, which is you can't take away, and that's her character design. And she has, like, one of my favorite character designs in the series, I think.
Yeah.
Along with her, like, her metal claw on her hand.
Yeah, the ring.
It's really cool. But as a character, I feel like they did her dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Who's one character? We were talking about this, like texting back and forth. But what character got done the most dirty in this anime? Do you feel?
I don't know. Probably Monokuma, I think. Maybe. Really? I don't know. No, like, not Monokuma.
Who did the anime butcher the most?
I think probably Mondo, maybe.
Celeste has to be up there for me.
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't mind it too much because I like her so much, but maybe I don't know. It's a tough question. I think maybe even Hifumi. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or Yasuhiro.
I don't know.
I don't even remember what Yasuhiro's voice sounded like in the game.
Less. I mean, it's still kind of like a surfer dude.
Yeah.
But not as much. They keep cranked it up a little too much.
He never said like Negmeister or something like that, right?
No.
In this anime.
No.
That's only V3 or V3.
Yeah. All right, Jake. Favorite moment. I think we've pretty much hit all of our favorite and least favorite moments at this point.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything I missed. Oh, the one thing I actually didn't like, one of my favorite moments is like Genocider Show versus Genocide Jack. Okay. I think Genocide Jack is a lot cooler name than Genocider Show.
Oh yeah. I don't know why they do this. They did it in 3 as well, but they call each other by like their last name. Like they don't call Byakuya, they call him Togami.
Togami, yeah.
Yeah, Togami.
And
they do it with other I think they call Toko Fukawa, right?
Yeah, and they call Kiyogiri Kyoko.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, it kinda sucks, but like I said, that's like a problem that could have been solved if they just played the game.
Yeah.
Like how characters react to each other.
Yeah, it's like there's just like consistency stuff.
Like who knows? Like maybe the localization from the game is wrong or whatever.
Oh, maybe.
But they did like a literal localization for the anime.
Yeah. But maybe. That could be the case.
But I would really like if they did something, you know?
Yeah.
It also would have been really weird because Genocide, that's like the cases of Genocider Show is like in English on Byakuya's file or on the book. So it kind of would have been weird if they called her Genocide Jack.
Yeah. But
even then, it's like a really small detail that I don't think anybody but like hardcore fans would notice.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, is there any general thoughts you want to bring up?
You know, I do actually. So I'm confused as to like who's this anime for? Is it for people that play the game or is it people that want to get into the series?
That's a good question.
Because like if you want to get into the series, I would say don't watch this because it's like a giant spoiler. But
if you're for the people for the game, it does a really bad job of
portraying it.
Yeah, I don't know who it's for. That's such a great point. I think I mentioned last week, before I edited out, I think I'm going to edit out all that rant I did last week, but, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. Never mind. Cut that out.
You're going to edit that out too.
Edit that out too. gotta say. All
right.
Dang it. Oh, well. Yeah.
Now,
all right, Jay.
Now rating?
Rating. No, no, not rating.
Accessibility?
Accessibility, Jay.
I mean, they curse in this anime.
There's pink blood.
Mm-hmm.
And
killing.
Yeah, that's about it. Cursing. Some cursing in there. And then you can see it on Funimation and Hulu. I think that you said the dub is on Hulu, correct?
The dub's on Hulu, yeah.
What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability.
Low.
Yeah, I probably would not watch this again.
Oh, that's what I actually remembered.
I'd play the game again.
I know. This is actually, I remember what I wanted to say now. You just totally reminded me. Okay. The only reason why I would recommend this to somebody who has played the game is to see specific scenes. Yeah, to see the specific scenes animated. Because that's really cool, I feel. But other than that, it's such a waste of time.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to rewatchability. I'm good. This is my second time watching it. I played the game like three, four times. I'd rather just play the game for the fifth, sixth time.
Yeah, for sure.
And what would you do differently, Jay? How would you fix Danganronpa the animation?
I mean, it's tough because, like you said, that it might be boring just to have like a whole episode of just investigating. But I think something that would be really cool is an episode of free time.
Right? Like, if we got episodes in between each murder, like cooldowns between murders, like, oh, like a nice free, like, and they don't, like, you, we don't have to learn about, like, Hifumi. You don't have to, like, I don't care. There's some people who might love Hifumi and, what's his name? I can't remember the other guy's name.
Yasuhiro.
No, not Yasuhiro.
Mondo.
No. You're getting there.
Byakuya.
No.
Leon.
No. The guy who dies with Hifumi.
Oh, Kiyotaka?
Yeah, Kiyotaka. Like, those two characters I don't really care about. Maybe I'm just biased about it. Like, give me an episode of Celeste in her, like, gambling den.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I would love to see those things.
Yeah.
Like, you get that she is a gambler. I don't even feel like we get a lot of, like, they never really talk about their ultimate abilities or ultimate.
Yeah, we don't really see Hina swimming.
Yeah.
Celeste gambling. We don't see anything of Hifumi doing anything with comics or anything like that.
Yeah, they totally like butcher his character. It's real weird. They like butcher everyone's character, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Except for like Makoto, but he has no character.
Yeah. I don't even think Toko's like novel thing is like even mentioned other than the opening.
Yeah, I love Toko and Genocide Jack are like my favorite characters also of this game.
Hmm.
And that we don't really see much of them.
Yep.
I the same thing here. I give it more episodes. If it was like a 24 episode anime, I think it'd be a lot better. Like, give me
I think so too.
Give me some free time.
Maybe even like a 16 episode.
Yeah, give me some free time. Give me some like clue, like a clue episode.
Yeah.
Of, like, finding clues and stuff. That'd be really fun.
Yep.
Some episodes are real like janky, where it's like, oh, here's investigating, and then the second half is like the whole trial. I would like to have more episodes like dedicated to just the trial. Make it more they solve one issue and then, all right, that's solved, let's go to the next one, instead of like talking about it and like debriefing why it's wrong. But I don't know, I do a lot of different things for this anime. And in the moment of truth, Jay.
Rating?
What do you rate it?
I give this a niche pass.
It's a niche pass? I will give this
a straight up pass?
I give a straight up pass.
Yeah. I said niche to be funny, but I guess it wasn't funny.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't funny. It's a pass. It's unfortunate because I know this is a series that's, you know, it's
that
good.
We both like.
Yeah, we both like. It's near and dear. And I think we, I don't know what we gave Danganronpa 3. I don't remember off the top of my head.
I think we gave that a high recommend.
Or it's like a high niche recommend because you need
something
to,
like that, yeah.
Because you need to have played the games to even
enjoy it fully.
Yeah, because like even if you like watch this anime, you don't even get like the full impact of what's happening in that series.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jay, now that we've escaped Hope's Peak Academy,
I know, right?
Are you ready for what I have for us next week?
Yeah, I am really itching to watch something new.
All right, so I got something new/old for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking about this anime, I think probably since we started the podcast.
Okay.
It is a high dive. I want to do something on high dive because I'm paying $5 a month for high dive and we're not even watching anything off there. So,
picking
a high dive anime. And this is the classic anime, Akikan.
I knew it.
I don't think I have a lot of anime that I've talked about from the beginning left that we haven't touched upon.
Yeah.
But
Akikan is definitely one of them.
One of them that I've been wanting to do. I don't know if the dub is on high dive, but I hope it is, because the dub is horrible, and I really want to watch it.
Okay, and now I'm hoping it's on there, too.
Yeah. Akikan's 12 episodes, the elevator
just
pitch.
Girls that are sodas, right? Or sodas that are girls?
Sodas that are girls. The main character sips on a soda, and then she turns into a girl, and they're kissing. And her name's Melon-chan, and she's adorable.
All right,
and I love melon soda, so the whole
melon
time,
soda is great.
I know. Did I end up giving you one, Jay? I don't remember.
Yes, yeah, you gave me one.
Yeah, that was so good. I love melon soda.
Mm-hmm.
And every
I still
time
have that weird green jelly one that you got.
Yeah, the royal jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one looks real cool though.
Yeah, the bottle is really cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't drink it either. I mean, I would have. I should have bought one to drink myself, but it's a real cool bottle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If you like this.
12 episodes. If you like this.
Oh, it's 12? It's 12? Okay,
yeah, it's
good.
Only 12 episodes. Not anything too crazy.
Okay.
And if you like this.
Yep.
Go ahead. Subscribe on iTunes. SoundCloud.
Yep.
5 stars. Do all that good stuff. I finally, you guys have heard by now, finally doing some sound editing. I got off my lazy butt and got some clips, so.
All right.
I'm gonna try to do more editing. I was messing around with Audacity last week, and I was like, oh, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So no theme song back yet, but it's coming. And with that, everybody.
Yep.
See you next week.
Stay hopeful.
Stay hopeful. Don't be despairing. Always let hope win.
Mm-hmm.